You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
We're going to hear from someone that knows what to do. Tracy? Yeah,
not me.
What to do?
I don't.
What to do? How does the song go? I forgot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, best friend.
Wow.
How does the song go?
You should go into music production.
How does the song go?
What are you talking about?
Da, da, da. You know what to do.
Oh, why can't I place that?
I don't know
what it is.
Alan, you don't know what that song is?
Yeah, I do.
Are you stupid? What are you doing?
Oh, why can't I place it? I'm sitting there. I'm like, why do I know this song? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating right now. Like, so hard. Tracy, I can't place it. You're from your show, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm the worst host ever, so that makes perfect sense.
What show is that from?
Why
That's
do
a good
I know
song.
That? Yeah. I think we've discussed this on other episodes, right?
Let's talk to our gay best friend.
Yes!
Because I want to know about topping and bottoming and...
Oh, yeah. What are you, a top or a bottom? If you were to come back in your next life as a guy.
I mean, I think...
If I had a dick, I'd stick it in everything.
I think I'm lazy, so I'd be a bottom.
Oh, really? I'm not taking it in the ass, so I'm a top for sure. Oh, match made in heaven, Jess!
I just like... I'm just trying to think.
Jess is like, well, my explanation is I'm lazy, so.
Seems like a lot of work being the top. I don't know.
It seems like a lot less pain being the top, so that's where I'm at.
True.
You take it, girl.
All right, I'm trying to think. All right, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm not here for it.
Let's call him Brandon.
Yeah, get Brandon on the phone. I want to hear his perspective.
Oh, my God.
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
Hi.
Hi, gay best
Hi,
friend.
Gay best friend.
Hi.
Dude, I sang the gay
don't,
best
don't
friend.
Hate me. Hold
I
on.
Sang the gay best friend song to Tracy, and she's like, "What do I know that from?"
She was like, "You know what to do," and I was like, "Why do I know that song?" It's been too long, mom brain.
It has been too long. How are you doing?
You know, I think like many people, I've been better, but. Pushing through.
Have you found a man in quarantine?
No.
How's that quarantine dick treating you?
I mean, I've cried about many things during this time, but the other day I realized I miss dick so much I started
Bro,
sobbing.
Bro, same.
Started sobbing?
I really started crying.
R.I.P. good sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, it's something else, but, you know, got a quarantine.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, we're so glad to have you back and catching up and talking to you. And we're celebrating Pride Month. And
Yay.
We wanted to talk to you because we know nothing. We're trying to learn.
We're trying to know. Not that we're just stupid. We don't like know anything because we're not in it. Like
we're not in it to win.
We're not in it to win it, but we're trying to be. So
we want to know about tops and bottoms. And is it called topping and bottoming?
Yeah. So that's like the action, like the verb, I guess.
Oh, so school.
<You're> so stupid. Topping and bottoming.
You can, some people will identify as a top or a bottom, and then, you know, there's topping and bottoming. Basically, when you're topping, that's when you're, like, putting your dick in the butthole.
Okay. I'm definitely the top. If I had a dick, I'd be the top.
And I'd be the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then bottoming is when you take the dick up your hole.
All right. Well, I'm definitely not doing that.
Way to break it down. It's like, talk to us like we're stupid. Okay.
He is. He's literally like,
put your dick
okay,
in this hole.
What's going to happen is.
Brandon, this is what I'm very confused about.
Dude, they're like all like what boths?
Yeah. Are there boths?
Like, who decides? Is it like a pre, is it yes. a pre like thought out conversation you have to have, or like you just get in there and
yeah. somebody is this, like, takes in your control? Tinder profile? Yeah. How do you match with the right person?
Well, I mean, in Grindr profile, you can list if you're a top or your bottom. If you do, if you're comfortable doing both, you're called Verse.
Verse? Oh. That's so fancy.
Actually, maybe Tracy would be versatile.
No, I'm not. I'm top.
So, wow, Verse, how cool is that?
I mean, I think Jess is more Verse, and you're definitely more of a top.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. That was pretty accurate.
Alan, did you know what Verse was? Top. I feel like he knows everything.
He knows everything about everything. It's so weird. He's a Snapple fact. Alan, our Snapple fact.
A sexual Snapple fact.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
So like, Brayden, if somebody, like, if you identify as a bottom, is meeting another bottom a huge problem? Like, could that love, is it like Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, like, do you fight over sides? Like, me and my best friend have the same side in a photo. Like, do you fight like that? And you're like, one's got to give?
Could you be? Could you exist?
Yeah.
I think it just depends on, just like, sexuality is on a spectrum. I think the topping and bottoming is on a spectrum. So I don't think that it's there's not as many people as you would think that are maybe strict bottoms or strict tops. And I think if that is,
so it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, I think there's ways to work around it.
Yeah, like sometimes I give up my side of the photo and say, okay, take the bad side
of
my face.
See, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm like. I'm just...
Yeah, Jessica always makes me sit on her opposite side. And I'm like, that's my side too. And she always gets that side.
Oh, no, I know. I look bad in every picture of me.
Yeah. What the fuck? She never gives up her side.
There's one I look really good in, so that's what I post all the time.
Crazy.
So, okay, have you ever been asked to switch sides?
Yes.
Wow.
What did you say? Fuck no.
You know what? The thing about bottoming is that it takes some preparation. You know,
I would assume so.
So you can't, you can't like go out to Chipotle and decide that you're going to bottom.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker for me. That's a hard no for Jess.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the situations that I've been in when I've been asked, I couldn't at the time.
It's like, sorry, I just left Qdoba.
Being on your period. It's a great excuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, just had free guac. Like,
If I'm just hooking up with somebody, then I want to top. But if I was in a relationship with someone where it was important, I would,
you'd balance.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Okay.
I feel like that's
the last
definitely.
The guy I hooked up with shoved a finger up there and it was amazing. So I was like, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
maybe it's opening some new.
Oh, look at
doors.
You.
Like, some literal doors.
Look at you versing.
You versing. Brandon, our little verser.
He's our little verser.
I know.
Wait, was the finger a surprise? Were you like, hey,
there's a finger.
Hey, buddy.
I mean, the whole situation was a surprise. I was at my old apartment in New York and my roommates were having a fivesome in the other room.
Oh, and I did not get the memo.
There was someone else over and we were just saying goodbye and it just
slipped a finger
from a hug goodbye.
Wait, we were just saying
I mean, we've all been there. We were just saying goodbye. And
I plan on doing that to Tracy tonight when she leaves. Goodbye.
Exactly.
I didn't mean the finger in the butt. I just meant shit escalated.
Goodbye. Finger in the ass. See you next week. See you at the baby shower.
You know, some people aren't good at goodbyes, but I'm very good.
That's when you Irish goodbye. You dip the fuck out. You're like, no goodbyes tonight.
I'm sweating. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's amazing.
I just feel like, I don't know. It's interesting to us just because we, like, I don't even have
the option.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how you learn this. Like, who teaches you this? Who's your like gay Yoda? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
who's gay Yoda?
Google.
What a you know what? Actually, it's the same for straight people.
What a dangerous black hole that is.
How to suck a dick good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing.
Or you could just go back to one of our episodes.
Yeah, I mean, like on the hookup apps, like Grindr, like there's just a spot where you list if you're topping or bottoming.
I mean, might as well
if you're
going to
meet up with someone just for sex, then you just got to be upfront about what you want.
Right.
I mean, straight people love that.
You know, if there's love involved, then, you can
pick and choose.
Make room and.
Brandon, as a top, are there bad booties?
Well, yeah, if they just went to Chipotle. I mean, you got to really, you know, there,
you have to vet that booty.
Preparation to bottoming. You know, you don't want like.
So how do you know if they're not like, how do you know? Like, I feel like same thing with straight people. Like some people are just like gross. Like how do you, at what point do you find
like,
that out?
Like a whoops.
You know, it's just all about being clean and.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just some preparation. Like we say.
I appreciate the preparation.
Shit happens, but when it comes to anal sex, sometimes shit literally happens. And
well, I would die.
What can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do? This that's just.
This is why I'm anti-anal. I'm terrified.
You know, my Sabotage Sally, one of our guests on the show. Yeah,
huge anal fan.
She prefers the anal.
Yeah.
But, you know, she like has accidents kind of too much, actually, come to think of it.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like, she shits on dicks a lot.
I wasn't prepared for that.
You know that? No, We talked about that.
I didn't know you said more than likely
she cries afterwards.
I would too.
Oh.
I didn't even. I can't. No, I didn't. I was not prepared. Oh, so.
Have you ever had someone cry, Brandon?
Have I ever had someone cry? Yeah. No.
I feel like men are different, though. Do they really care?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never been sober to have sex. So maybe.
So whiskey dick is not a thing for you. You're good. Drunk sex is the best sex.
Oh,
it's amazing.
We got to get Brandon. I know we've talked about this before, like in season two, about doing an episode where we kind of like play matchmaker and have like three people on. We really need to do this. Tell us one more time. Tell us your type, like your dream man.
Harry, that's what I remember. Harry? I remember it. I don't know why.
I just like, at least right now with all that's happening in the world, I just want someone who's kind and who's driven.
That's so sweet. Like, I wasn't expecting that answer.
God.
I know. I mean, it's just like this whole, like the world is such a mess. So just someone who is kind and smart and driven is really, those are the things that I look for. Right
okay.
Now.
And because you're an
physically,
angel.
Physically. Yeah. What do we need physically? Do you have a height?
Do you have height matters?
Not really. I don't have a strong physical type. Like I like someone who is active and, you know, would want to go hiking, stuff like that.
Oh,
but they don't have to be like in flawless shape. That's not.
No, I don't like flawless shape.
Someone who takes care of themselves, whatever that means to them. Just someone who is like happiness and confidence is really sexy to me. Mm-hmm. And so I've been with guys who, you know, maybe a little chubby, but they're happy and confident. And it's
isn't it
very,
a
very
shame this man
me.
Is a gay man? Listen to what he's saying. Every woman's dream is to be like, I just want someone nice. They could be nice and plump. Like I love them anyway. What?
We lose all the good ones.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's not fair.
Oh my God. Okay, I like this. I could find you that. They're out there.
Please.
Baddies. What I need you to do is to DM bad examples and please be patient. That inbox gives me the craziest anxiety. It is so overflowing and it's so hard to get to everyone's messages. And we're working on a system right now. Actually, Alan is, because he's a genius. That we're going to have a website where you can upload like an actual form, and it'll be just much easier for us to go through. Instagram is not user friendly when it comes to messages and finding people again, and it's a mess. So please, if you have somebody in mind for our gay best friend, maybe your gay best friend,
send your gay friend to hook up with our gay friend.
And the only requirements we have is that they have to be comfortable. They can be anonymous, but they have to be comfortable talking on the show. And like, what I'd like to do is, I mean, Brandon doesn't even need to see their pictures. You heard him. He just wants someone that
who's good.
Yeah,
good
that
person.
Flows. Yep. But we do want to see their pictures.
But we want to see their pictures.
We need to approve. Brandon, it was so nice catching up with you.
Yeah, we have to talk to you.
Everyone asks about you all the time. And I know we wanted to have you on like a few weeks ago. And we forgot to call you because we're the worst. So we'll definitely catch up with you sooner than later. And happy Pride Month.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to talk to you.
We missed you. Love you much.
Miss you. Love you.
We love
Stay
you.
Stay safe and happy.
Yes.
Be good, our little topper, our little flipper.
Yeah. A little pancake. All
right. Our little gay pancake.
Yeah,
we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, V.
Bye.
Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
He's the cutest.
Oh, my God.
So cute. I love our little gay pancake.
I
a rainbow colored pancake.
Top and bottom thing is pretty wild. Pretty wild.
I can't believe like that you got to kind of establish that beforehand. Imagine like us like straight like having to establish things beforehand. Like this is what's going to happen. And
no,
I mean, it's kind of like if you ask somebody what you're into and then they're like me, I'd be like, yeah, hardcore no anal for me. So pass. Like it's got to be said. No, otherwise
it's got to be said. I mean, he sounds pretty cool about it. I thought it was going to be way more like we can never be together. Like this just won't work.
Well, what's it called? Compromise.
An anal compromise. New word for me. Actually,
don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.